And I want to tell you that I'm so sorry. I was born without a backside. Now hear me. And I've got this big belly. So no matter how much I tighten this belt, my pants fall down. So I'm always going like this here. Now, I'm sorry. And please, you don't want me to not do that. Now, if you would take your Bibles, please, and turn to Psalm 103. We're going to look at verses 12 through 14. And the NLT up there, fellas, you got that? Is it already up there? You'll save me some time. I've only got a little bit of time to do this. And here about forgiveness, and there, the title of my thought tonight is The Three Positions of Forgiveness. The three geographical positions that every person that wants to follow Christ is in. You have to fill, look here. You have to fill three different sets of shoes. Now, my shoes fit pretty good. I do the best with, but to really understand forgiveness, and you know what? It's imperative that you understand forgiveness. Because if you don't get this, that cross means nothing. That cross is all about forgiveness. Now, we're going to discuss something that I've seen in the body of Christ. I'm going to read a little bit. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. For he knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust. Now, here's the thing. We know, you've heard it, Mark 11, 25. If you won't forgive, you're not going to be forgiven. And you know what? We understand by other places, like 1 Peter chapter 3, it's talking about the husband and wife relationship. If you're out of kilter with your husband or your wife, it affects your prayer life. That's what the Word of God says. So you cannot afford the luxury of being hateful, unforgiving, bitter to anybody. Now, position number one, God forgives us. Position number two, we have to forgive others. See, you have to learn how to forgive. You have to learn how to receive forgiveness. And what I have seen since my beginning in Christ when I was 19 is so many people that cannot forgive themselves. If you can't forgive yourself, Satan's done his work, and he's so happy. I've met more broken, beat-up people in the church. You see it more in the church because they can't get past their past. What that really says, is God, everything I've heard, everything I've read, every song I've sang, I still don't feel. Because here's what will happen. Satan will talk you into doing something real dumb. And then for the rest of your life, he'll pay you back for that. He'll make you feel bad about it. That's what Satan does. And you have to learn how to fully forgive people. And you have to learn how to receive God's forgiveness. And you have to learn how to forgive yourself. If I was a teacher, I'd give you like a deep, deep, deep minus on the forgiving yourself part. Satan does his work so well. he'll play that over and over and over and over. And you have to learn how not to concentrate on what you did wrong. And there's a lot of good reasons why. I'm working on it. I've done a lot of wrong. I've got a lot to work on. But I'm working on it. I'm having some success. Because if that one that hung on that cross for me is anything like this Bible says he is, I'm just going to trust him. I'm just going to trust his power of forgiveness. And not only that, I'm going to learn and I'm going to imitate and I'm going to use that power. Now, as far as the east is from the west, now that's how God wants you to forgive. Now, I'm going to get real next to you. If you're still telling people about what so-and-so did to you, you ain't forgiving them. That's God bless you, sweetie. You haven't forgiven them. That's not forgiveness. You have to kill that desire to be unforgiving. You have to stop. You have to. And how do you stop that? I'm going to tell you the biggest thing that you can do to start off with, even these little guys that will probably be on the front row with me in a moment, know how to do this. You got to stop talking about it. If you're talking about it, there's something at least a little bit wrong with your forgiveness. My next place will show you why. You got to stop talking about it. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what it really is it's an internal problem. It's in your mind and in your spirit. To forgive with the God kind of forgiveness, you have to forgive with your mind and your spirit also. And one of the greatest exercises you can do is this. When that hurt, resentment, or anger comes up at somebody, you just begin to pray for them. The Lord says to pray for your enemies. The Lord says to love your enemies. You know, if this was everybody, if this was easy, everybody would be here. But this ain't easy. Now, I'm gambling tonight. As I tell you the truth, as I see it in God's word, is that going to be a turnoff to you? Or am I speaking the truth in love so that you can grow? Ephesians chapter 4, speaking the truth in love so that the church may grow thereby. That's the job of me and everybody that gets behind this book, to speak the truth in love, not to just speak the truth. James Robinson, a very famous preacher, used to say, God will give you a great message, and Satan will inspire you to share it the way he wants you to share it, which will do nothing. You have to, for your own self, for your own sin, however this means something to you, you have to put away from you, as far as the east is from the west. It's this way, Cal. North, south, east, and west. I saw somebody I love in a vision standing right here crying their eyes out, saying, I'm a sinner. They weren't kneeling. They were crying, and they were broken, and they had come to that walk in their life where they felt the call of God, and they were surrendering to that call. And I'll take that over anything else any day when God gives me those promises in my heart. God forgives us. You haven't received God has forgiven you if you're still lamenting over what you did. Now, I'm telling you how to go on. See, if you go on at all, Satan doggone sure doesn't want you to go away with power and the ability to share Christ with people on the street or anywhere you're at. He sure don't want that. So he's going to cripple you. He's been crippling you. I've seen the church crippled by this situation. You know, if I got a nice looking pair of overalls, could I wear them? Yeah, because they don't fall, you know, they got these things right here to hold you up. I don't know what to say. I lose a little weight, dadgummit. Huh? Yeah, I got suspenders, but they don't look right. I'm so vain. Like Carly Simon's song, "You're so vain." Yes, I am. I don't want to wear suspenders. Now, they got these new invisible suspenders, and they fit inside your shirt. I might try that. What do you think, hon? It's supposed to be real cool. But anyhow, and when we think about forgiving somebody else, we have to put that as far away as the east is from the west. And God's forgiveness on us, we have to have the audacity to walk in that forgiveness and believe that God will really forgive you even if you do a number 9.5. He'll forgive you. He wants to forgive you. He wants you to, you know what? How many of you, think about this before you put your hand up, are holding things against your kids? I'm not. I know things about my kids, and they're all older. They don't even know I know. And you know what? I'm not going to tell them. You know why? Because I love them too much. But not near as much as God loves me, okay? But I'm learning from the best teacher in the world. Where is he? Genesis to the maps, right here. That's where he is. So good to see you, Miss Tony. I love you. You got to. What I have seen, the biggest got to, not the only, but the biggest one, is people cannot forgive themselves for what the devil has talked them into doing. And it ruins many years, a lot of times their whole life. They never think, well, surely that invitation ain't for me. Surely God don't want to do nothing. Surely God doesn't want to bless me. Surely God doesn't want to heal me. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Because if you, being evil, in the King James translation, Matthew chapter 7, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more is your heavenly Father want to joyfully give to you, to anybody that'll ask him? But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. See, Satan wants you to waver when you ask, so you don't get. So it looks like there's nothing to this, but there is. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that mocked me safe this far. And his grace and his love is going to lead me home. My feet are getting less and less attached to this world. You see, this old house that I'm living in is needing some repair. The windows and the shutters are letting in the cold, cold air. I tell myself I'm going to fix them when I get the time. I'm sorry, folks, but lately I've got leaving on my mind. When I experienced 12 and 23 minutes last Wednesday, that was bad enough. That put me in line of John Kennedy, who I loved, one of my presidents, Martin Luther King, and Bobby Kennedy, who was going to be a president. And they took Satan took them away from us. And Satan took Charlie Kirk away from us. But I'm going to tell you something. You open up your Bible of the book of Revelation, look up the fifth seal, and that's where Charlie Kirk is now. He's under the altar with all the other martyrs. And they're crying out, "How long, O God, holy and true, before you avenge our blood?" You see, the blood of the martyrs is the evangelism of the church. Anytime the church has ever had tremendous, it's caused an explosion in the church. Some years ago, I began to preach. Some of you probably heard me. I said, there are men and women that are going to get up and they're going to say things that's going to affect the world. They're going to speak the truth and they're not going to be afraid to speak it. Charlie Kirk was one of them. My daughter Kelly is another one. We better surround her with love. Can I tell you something? They don't grow on trees like this. They don't. We need to get together. We need to get this forgiveness thing down. Give me, fellas, Isaiah 43:25, NLT translation. God, He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. The Lord is like, is that the same thing? Yeah. Fellas, Isaiah 43. It would be better if we had it for them to see. I, this is God speaking. Yes, I alone will blot out your sins for my own sake. For my own sake. It says that in the King James, and it says that in the New Living Translation, because the Bible says what it means, and it means what He said. For His own sake. He's not going to let that stuff roll over in His mind like you do and like I do. We have got to come up. We have got to be more than we are. We've got to be more steadfast. We've got to be more holy. We've got to be more full of faith. We got to get a hold of this, man. There are 8.2 billion people on the planet right now. You know what that means? Anywhere you go, Walmart, JCPenney's, the Sonic, it's open season on lost people. They're all out there. You know what? Many of them will never be in the church. But you know what? Now listen, look at me. Look at me just for a minute. And don't take this the wrong way. But everywhere I go, I'm having church. There ain't anybody I won't ask about their faith. There isn't anybody that I won't say, can I pray for you today? We just met. I was at the getting some fishing. And there was a guy there catching shad. I said, would you give me one of those shad? I said, I don't have any life. He said, Brother Angelo, I'll give you as many as you want. I said, oh, really? Can I pray for you? And his little wife had a ring on. He said, we've been married before. We broke it off. We're back together now. I took him and hugged him like they was my kin. I just met him, never seen him before, haven't seen him yet. I said, let's pray for your marriage. They wanted to pray for their marriage. Look here. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. My job isn't to teach you how to come and sit in church. When you go outside of that door, you're entering the mission field. And there's 8.2 billion people on this planet right now. And it's open season on lost folks. Just get a hold of yourself. Get a hold of yourself. for your own sake. Get control of your mind. Well, I can't help who I fall in love with. Well, you better. You'll be falling in love more than once. That's for dadgum sure. I can't help. You don't know what they did to me. You know what? It'd be real good if you didn't know what they did to you anymore. Because God Almighty, God the Father, God the Creator said this, for my own sake, King James Translation, the New Living Translation, and I wouldn't doubt many more translations, for his own sake. He said, I'm not going to remember this stuff. Because if I'm going to forgive you, I can't be thinking about how you did a number 9 last Tuesday. And you've heard me say this over and over again. Everybody look at me. I've only got a few more minutes. God doesn't really care as much about what you did yesterday. He's wondering what you're going to do today to make tomorrow better. I'm going to do that one more time. God ain't worried about what you did yesterday. He's more worried about what you're going to do today in this service to make tomorrow better. Is there anything that could happen here in the next 12 minutes where you could get closer to God? God thinks so. God thinks so. You young people, believe it or not, back during the Civil War, I was young just like you. No, I can't hold my britches up. Stuff is flabbing. Never thought I'd have all this under here. Look at myself in the mirror and I say, dear God in heaven. Where did that handsome Puerto Rican fella go? I said, God, I'm trying hard not to lose my hair. I'm not going to pray for more hair, but I've got just a few up here. And they're about this long, each one of them, because I just put them right back. So, because if I ever cut them off, that's it. It's all over with. Is there anything wrong with being bald? I don't know. I've never been bald, and I really don't want to find out. But listen to me. It's time. There's no food giveaway tonight. So we've got about 9 minutes. See, the word says this, examine your heart. What if somebody could say, you know, God, something that he said I can relate to. Help me, Lord, for my own sake, to stop talking about what people did to me or stop remembering what I did to you, God. Because, see, neither one of them's good. Neither one of them, you're going to mess up.